a rich man's world. I have turned the soul of this beautiful land, but the beauty
of a rich man's world.
All right. Well, welcome back, everyone, to the Talkin' Fit podcast with your hosts, Lewis and Grace, episode 77. Ooh, get that up, yeah. 77. Wait, you look a bit, Grace looks a bit confused right now.
Yeah, because this isn't working.
Ah, alrighty.
77?
Yeah, we're up to ep 77. So it's going to take us 3 years to crack 100, but that's all right.
That's like a bit over double of what the Menendez brothers have served in prison.
Oh, wow. We'll get to that in a moment.
Sorry, but it's just not coming up.
All right, but welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back. For another week. Welcome back.
Greatest podcast in the universe.
In the galaxy.
Our loyal listeners, we love you all. Welcome back again for the third time in one sentence of me welcoming everyone back. Gabby-yay.
I knew you were going to say that.
Welcome. But yeah, hope your weeks have been good. We're back again. We didn't ghost you. You probably
it
sat there and was like
me. We haven't been on for a while, though.
Yeah, it has. It feels like it's been a while since we recorded, even though it's been a week. The uni is thriving this afternoon. I'm going to assume that it is because it's exam season.
And we're here to be so fucking annoying.
Like, there's dead set med students right out this door, so...
Sorry,
if Grace
guys.
Gets loud, which she tends to, they're going to be pretty pissed, yeah. Yeah, you. No, not me.
Yeah,
not me.
You.
Not me. Yeah,
I'm
you.
I'm a female police officer.
I'm a female
and I find that
police
offensive.
Officer. Oh, God. All right, Grace.
Do you know that?
Yes. Tell the folk about your week. What's been happening? What happened? What did we come home to on Sunday?
Oh,
we
my
need to
God.
Talk about that.
My week's been great.
Yep.
I'm on placement. Placement's going,
good.
Placement's going really well. Work's going really well.
Good.
We...
Coaching's going good.
Yeah, work.
Oh, true. I keep forgetting that work now for you is literally just that at the moment. Yeah, sorry.
Slay.
Yeah, slay.
Anyway, we went home last Sunday to find a table tennis table set up in my backyard. And it has been so fun. You know, after this episode, we're driving straight back to my house and having some rounds before the sun sets. It's so much fun.
Yeah, because we've been at mine for the last couple of days, and I shit you not, every day from last Sunday till I think we left on Thursday, it's been table tennis for a good 2 hours every day.
Yep.
And it flies like that. You don't even realize 2 hours has gone past. You go, what the fuck? And from the Sunday when we were playing, Grace and I were already pretty all right at table tennis. Like,
yeah.
We're not completely useless. Like, we're not one of those people that have got shit hand-eye coordination.
We can put up a game.
Yeah, we can. We can put up. And so we've been obviously practicing every day. And by the Thursday, fuck me, put us on the Australian Olympic team. That's all I'm saying. Put us on that team because, no, we got a lot better.
We're
like,
getting
instantly.
Better. And it's not even been a whole week of playing yet.
Yeah.
So imagine us in – I knew there was something crawling on my leg.
What is it? Oh.
It was a little Spidey.
Oh, Spidey.
Yeah, we're only going to get better, but it's been so much fun. It's been a good little stress relief.
Grace is avoiding the fact that it's been actually not a stress relief. It's been a stress causer. Grace gets so shitty. Oh, my God. She nearly – so where the table tennis is in their, like, stable where they have the horses. I'm going to just call it a stable. I don't know if you would. Yeah, it is, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
And she nearly put her foot through the wall of the stable kicking it. She got that pissed off at one of our rallies the other day, like, and screaming.
No,
like,
that's so
the neighbours
would
probably honestly think a murder is going on or domestic.
No,
they
that's
honestly
bull.
Think, holy shit, like,
it's
there's
not
a domestic.
That bad.
We need it. Do we call the cops? Because Grace is – so, gets so shitty, like, fuck off, fuck yeah, fuck off, stop fucking laughing, oh, fucking fuck you, ball, like, and it's even over the smallest shit, which is frustrating when the ball, like, you throw the ball
bad.
To the other person and you just don't catch it, or, like, you drop it, or the ball rolls off or something, like, you go to, you go
ping
to throw
balls
it or yeah
are so annoying.
They are they very frustrating.
It's like it's impossible to pick them up in your first try.
Yeah.
They're so annoying.
And so yeah, it's just been like
just adds to the frustration. No, I'm just competitive. Don't know what it is either. I can play mum. Like, mum's the best in our family at table tennis. Yeah. I can play her and I can sort of keep my composure a lot better than when I play Lewis. It's something about playing against Lewis that just, like, a switch flicks in my brain. Yeah. And I'm just, like, the most competitive person you'll ever meet. Yeah. And it just, I don't know, I just see red whenever I have to verse you.
It's like...
It's because you're so...
I'm not. When you I'm win, not annoying. Lewis, Lewis I won't take this.
No, Lewis is so, like, patronizing.
I'm not patronizing. Or,
I don't know what the word is, but he's just smug. That's the perfect word. Lewis is the most smug person ever, and he'll, like, make a good shot. And he won't say anything to you because
I'm proud of myself. Because he knows, and then she sat there like, oh, you're fucking full of ego, you smug prick. So we were playing basketball the other day. I made a couple good shots and I was like, kind of like, yeah, like I was happy with myself. So I'm smiling. She goes, oh, look at you over there smiling. Like, you got such an ego. Like, look at you.
No, I've never said any of that. And I would never call Lewis names like that.
Yeah.
But he'll win a
just
point.
Just hits me with the racket.
No, Lewis, I do not. He'll win a point. And he doesn't even have to say anything. You just have to look at him. And it's just the look he sort of has on his face, or like he'll like walk away from the table tennis table. And it's just like smug. He just radiates smug. And it's so frustrating. I don't know. It's just so annoying. Because I don't know. It's just I want you to know that it's just – look, I have an ego.
Yeah.
Clearly, I have an ego too. But I want you to know...
We both do. I will admit, I do too. I get pissed. We're competitive.
We're on the same level.
Yeah. And like, it shows even when we play mixed netball. Like, we're very competitive people.
We're easily the most competitive on the court.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's just our nature. And we make a really good doubles.
We do.
Grace and I. We've beaten Grace's parents who... Individually, Grace's parents are really good at table tennis. Like, it was their idea to get the table tennis table because they're so good. Like, Grace's mum is weirdly good at table tennis, like, really good. And then Grace's dad has, like, fucking – he's been holding back. He's been going probably about 70% on everyone since the tables arrived, and you can tell, and he's still good. And it's, like, it pisses me off a bit.
Yeah.
I'm, like, just – play me how you fucking at 100% yeah. And at least let me know that I have a long way to go. Don't get my hopes up and then kick it up a notch.
That's what he said. He versed my mum one game and she beat him just, and she sort of rubbed it in his face, and he goes, I was playing
left-handed
with my left hand that whole game, and he's obviously right-handed. So that just pissed her off even more. I think I get it from mum. She's also a bit aggro.
She is, and she's the worst because she tells you – like, and she's the one that makes patronizing comments, being like, you know, sometimes you just have a good game, sometimes you don't. Exactly. Like, that sort of shit that you don't want to fucking hear.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, stop. I don't need to hear that bullshit, right? And even things like, you just need to calm down. Like, you just... She caved in when we played doubles the other day because we beat them one game, played them again, we're halfway through, and she caved in because, she had a headache.
She had the shits
apparently... Grace's dad wasn't taking it serious and all this stuff. So she left. So she's just as bad. She's just as bad.
It's honestly so toxic.
The thing that pisses me off with Grace, I genuinely am giving you a genuine piece of advice because there's something you go, oh, I just don't get how to hit good backhands. And then I'll go, oh, well, look, like if you try. And then you go, stop being patronizing and mansplaining this to me. And I'm like, I'm just giving you fucking advice. Like,
no, I take,
holy shit.
No, I take Lewis's advice. I do. I take it. But
she takes it and then shoves it back in my face. That's what she does.
No. But think of when you're, like, playing golf with your dad.
Yeah.
And all you want to do is just have a minute to try and hit the fucking ball.
All I'm doing, though, is telling you something. What he's shit with is he's getting the shits with me. And I said, why are you getting the shits with me? That's not helping. It's like if I was like, oh, no, to you when you were fucking up. That's what he does. But I'm genuinely there going, like, if you hold the racket maybe like this, or you come around a little bit more. Or remember, I was trying to tell you the best way to hit is to exaggerate the follow through. Like, just keep following through, and 90% of the time, you're not going to overshoot.
Yeah, look, it's great advice, but I think it just shits me off.
Because I discover that as well in that time frame.
Because A, I have an ego, and because B, we're on the same skill level. So I'm thinking, why am I taking advice from someone who's this? Like, I don't want to take advice unless you're like an Olympian or something.
Fucking hell. That's so ego.
Which is a flaw in my personality.
You're like that with everything, though. You don't want to take advice from people who aren't like.
What?
At the absolute pinnacle of their like field. Like, yeah, it is.
What do you mean?
It is.
What?
It's like with like fitness and stuff. It's like. Where's your meta-analyses and, like, backing of this, you know, one no. sentence that you said? You know, like, where is it? No, where's your PhD? Sorry.
No, that's bullshit. Yeah. Because, you know, I don't think certificates and mean pieces anything. Of paper mean anything. I know what you mean. I like credible sources.
You do.
Which I think is fair.
Yeah. Anyway, that's been happening, table tennis. And might I add, the steps you get in and the cardio, unmatched. Like, we spent 3 hours on the Sunday. I racked up about, in that 3 hours, 9,000 steps, I'm pretty sure. Like, or maybe not that much, but still, like, I think it was like seven.
That would make sense in three hours.
Like, a lot of steps.
It's so good, but, and yeah, you just like,
and you don't realize. Yeah. I know. But you still, it's like, it's intense, but you don't realize. So it's insane.
Mum just messaged just then and said, running out of playing time.
No, we're not. Got plenty of time. Tell her we're coming back to whoop their ass. That's what's happening. Anyway, we'd like to interrupt this thrilling chat to let you guys know that this episode is brought to you by Limitless Nutrition.
With the biggest and the best range of supplements on the market, the team at Limitless Nutrition make it their priority to ensure the supplements you purchase match your health and fitness needs.
And with countless specials every month of the year, you're bound to save some cash.
So head on over to www.limitlessnutrition.online to start purchasing.
And be sure to use code TALKINFIT10, that's TALKINFIT10, at checkout to save 10% off your order.
Now, back to the podcast.
What else has happened this week? Yesterday, we had a team sesh with the CBCJ, no, CBJC crew. So, Jai.
CBJC.
Yeah, that's such a mouthful. I can't ever say it properly. CBJC. BJ. we had a team sesh with Jai, my coach. Shout out. We are going to get him on the podcast soon. He's just probably heard that and gone, fucking hell again.
He's like, wait, what?
It's happening in the next few weeks. Yeah, we'll DM you, Jai. That's all right. We needed a first, but get these mics
There's
sorted
ants
in here. It's
on
just,
my legs.
All right, we get it, ants. And anyway, we went to Impact Gym at Erina yesterday.
That was for a team cool
sish.
Gym.
Team sish.
Team sish.
Team sish. Just turned Kiwi out of nowhere.
For a team sish.
Yeah, right. And Grace was invited along as well.
I was the only along. Girl there. I hate that.
But what a gym. Impact Erina.
It was good. I felt
what
welcome.
A gym. Massive gym. Like, it's a great big gym. I don't get, because there's engine room down there as well, which has got all this recovery stuff in it, saunas, ice baths, you name it. Like, you use for free as part of your membership if you sign up. Why have the Central Coast got these elite gyms? Like, please make it make sense. We've got World Gym now at Barrow. And everyone's going on about, World Gym at Lambton's coming. Yeah, but it's all Hammer Strength and Life fitness equipment.
World Gym
what an L. I'm sorry. I'll be the first to announce it. What an L, right? The whole thing that World Gym separates itself from Anytimes and stuff like that is Panada equipment or, you know, getting a little bit like Cybex equipment as well. Matrix equipment, even though Matrix some stuff is shit too, but different equipment.
So basically they're just opening up another Anytime Fitness.
Yeah, but it's just red. It's just red, not
exactly.
Purple.
Very disappointing.
Yeah, I mean, look, we could be judging, but they did say on their story, Hammer Strength and Life Fitness equipment only. That's a massive L. Anyway.
What a way to like deter people.
But we had a fantastic leg day. My legs were cooked. I got to use one of my top three favorite machines, but then also got to use a new machine that I hadn't used before, which is probably in my top five favorite machines. It could be pushing top three. So I got to use my Cybex Hack Squat. Love that. That's probably one of my, if not the best piece of equipment out there. My favorite. And they also there had a Cybex Leg Press, which is un-fucking real. It's the only downfall is it's a bit light. Like, I did for a fair few reps. I only did a set because I was that cooked. But like eight plates on either side, and like giant that we're doing 10 plates on either side. So you can fucking imagine, like, there's a lot of plates you need. But it moves in a way, it like, so if you think of a hammer strength leg press, it moves linear, like in that one plane. This like arcs sort of in a way. So it almost replicates what I do with a belt squat, which is more pushing through the balls of your feet, like through your toes and things like that. So it's much more quad focused. This was like that, and it felt fucking awesome. Like it's a, you should have done at least a set, because it was, you would have seen, it's so nice. Probably, yeah, but yeah, like I said, top five piece of equipment for me. Like, that was awesome. I loved it. Yeah. Love a good leg machine that's like just nice, you know, that hits it good. God, I creamed myself. Anyway, good sesh. We got food after.
It was cool. I did pendulum squat.
Yeah, that's the pendulum's up there too for me.
I love pendulum squat.
Dub. And yeah, so that happened yesterday. What else has happened this week?
Yeah, Lou, what else?
I had another TikTok go semi-viral.
Yeah, because why? What happened this week?
I'm thinking, I'm so shallow, fuck me. So I finished uni this week.
Woo! Woo!
So last week I got a job.
Hell yeah.
This week I finished uni.
Hell yeah.
I literally just submitted an assignment on a random Thursday at 10:30. Like you would have seen on my story on Instagram, that's what I posted when I finished. Like, it was just a very random moment. I was like, wow, 4 years of uni is done. 10:30 a.m. random Thursday. Who would have thought? No final exams, nothing. That's why I made a TikTok, and it's done actually well. It's got like 500,000 views and stuff, and it's, woo! And everyone's being lovely. It's a nice change from my Alex Eubanks video with everyone being dicks. It's everyone's being lovely and being like, congratulations. I'm like, this is nice. This is a nice part of social media. Anyway, I'm not going to waffle on for another week in a row about my TikTok fame. I'm not going to be that guy. Anyway, what do we want to talk about this week, Grace? What do we got to talk about? You know what I found out? Oh.
Wow.
Yeah, no, yes. Tell them. That's no way you have to undo your pants because you had a big lunch. Did you actually have to? How tight are your pants?
They're too tight. Look at them. Far out.
They are pretty tight. It's those, it's jeans.
It's because,
like,
yeah, they're high-waisted shorts. So you can't, when you're trying to put them on, it takes like 10 minutes to get them over your legs and butt cheeks. And then you pull them up and then they're really small around the waist because they're high-waisted.
What's the saying? Pain is beauty.
Beauty is pain. Beauty is pain.
Yeah, beauty is pain. Sorry, the other way.
Fat ass problem.
But yeah, what do we watch this week?
Oh,
we've got to have our quick say on this, I think.
Love it.
Must be done.
We watched Monsters, the Menendez, the Lyle and Eric. Wait,
Menendez,
what is it?
Story or something, whatever it is. We watched
Monsters,
the Menendez brothers.
The Lyle
show,
and Eric
TV
Menendez
show on Netflix.
Story.
Yeah. So
good.
Which I'm going to guess a lot of people that are listening have watched it or are planning on watching it. Watch it if you haven't.
I was talking to my supervisor during an assessment about it.
And she'd seen it?
No.
Oh,
she's going to watch it. She's watching The Rookie, like Phil.
Fuck.
I was like,
fuck The Rookie.
I was like, watch.
The Rookie's a 7+ show. Fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no, this was a good show. Definitely recommend it for everyone to watch. What do you reckon?
Hey now.
Do you reckon today, but we'll give just quick context if you haven't watched it. These two.
Well, let's tell the story of the Menendez.
No.
The Menendez brothers.
But just quick context. They're two brothers that killed their parents because allegedly they had been sexually abused by, the dad.
And the mum.
And the mum sort of let it happen for their entire lives. Pretty much, and they were treated like they were in a very abusive family home, but they were very rich people, and when they killed their parents, they did not come straight forward to the
police. They did not handle it well when
and
they killed
they
them.
They tried covering it up. So, what do you reckon now? That's just very, you got to go and watch it, and then you got to go and watch the doco as well, because I'll say at the end, I'm a bit funny with this TV show in a way. But
do you want to know what I think?
Do you reckon they should be released?
Do you want to know what I think?
Because they're petitioning to get them released.
Do you want to know what I think?
Yes.
I think they're fucking guilty. Kidding! Free the Menendez brothers!
I was
going to
say, whoa.
Free the Menendez brothers. I think they should be freed. I will sign that petition 100 times to get them out of fucking jail.
Yeah.
Get them out of jail.
Yeah.
Free them.
I'm on that side.
I'm on the side of the Menendez brothers.
The thing with me
is... Free Eric and Lyle. That's all I have to say. The poor things. Honestly, free them.
So
they've done their time.
Yeah, they have. They've done their time. And the world would want to hope that they never were even once sexually abused by their parents, because they have served, what is it now, 34 years of their life in jail for... essentially killing their abusers. Not their parents, their abusers.
Dare I say, they fucking deserve to die.
If everything that happened, this was where, like, they were saying it was in court, the abuse excuse, and, like, that they, it was all bullshit, a lot of people were saying. Because the things that ended up happening where Lyle was, one big thing was the first trial was a mistrial.
Oh, that was so tragic.
And this comes back to the book I read. It was a mistrial.
This is what pisses me off.
Not because of the two brothers and the things that they said and had happened to them and whatever. So virtually all the women in that jury on the first trial voted that they weren't guilty. And they were all saying, you know, oh, it was probably our maternal instincts and things like that and, you know, blah, blah. And that makes a lot of sense. But that was the men that voted that they were guilty, and it was because their lawyer pissed them off, the men in the jury, the Menendez brothers' lawyer, who was a woman. And it was because she was really, she didn't take any bullshit, like that was no bullshit. And she was the one pushing that, like, they had been abused, like, their whole lives, and it was, like, justified.
Yeah, so the lawyer, for Eric's lawyer, got the girls on the jury all together, and she wanted to know why the other half of the jury voted them guilty.
Yeah.
And one woman spoke up at the end and told her the men didn't want to vote not guilty and side with you because the men on the jury didn't like you.
Yeah.
She was a very strong-willed woman, straight to the point, saying it how it is, a great lawyer.
Yeah.
Great lawyer. She was just a powerful woman.
Yeah.
And the men's big fucking ego, small dicks couldn't handle that. And apparently that was a big reason why it was a mistrial, because they didn't like the lawyer.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Seriously, if they could have just taken their heads out of their ass, those brothers could have been saved from a life in jail.
Wild thing to me is... And if the same circumstances were applied, so you had the same jury, same situation with the brothers, same everything, same presentation of evidence and all that, except she was a guy instead. That was the only difference, the only one difference. She was a guy. They would have been out. 100% they would have been out. There would have still maybe been a few guys that said no, but the men would have been way more persuaded to saying that they were not guilty.
Which is actually devastating.
Which is terrible.
That is devastating.
Yes. And then they went to court, you know, the second time.
The second trial was just...
Lyle, one of the brothers, you know, he said things on the phone that made them seem, you know, guilty this time about, you know, how...
A bit suspicious.
He put on a bit of an act in court the first time and things like that. Now, what I think in regards to that is that he might have put on an act in court, but I think it was he evoked real emotions from a real situation. It was just that if he went to court and spoke about it in the way in which he wanted to, it would have made them seem guilty.
I think it's
because it's all about pleasing the jury at the end of the day.
The sort of
convincing
person
them.
That he must have been.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, like if he's had to try and put on... If he's had to try and make himself a bit more emotional when telling the story, then you have to do that.
Yeah.
That's what the fucking court system wants. Yeah. I don't know. It's weird. But I agree with you. I think just because he's had to sort of exaggerate his emotions a little bit more doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Yeah, definitely.
And sorry, but if you've been put away for 35 years and you're gonna do the rest of your life in jail and it didn't happen, why would you still be saying it? And why would you be starting, like, Lyle's got, he's got a wife or something, and he's started a Facebook group for, like, survivors of abuse, and they've got groups, they run groups in the prison for abuse survivors and trauma victims and stuff. Yeah. Like, they're doing such good in the prison. Lyle's just got his degree. Eric's I don't know. I don't remember everything off the top of my head, but they're doing good things in there. He runs like a yoga meditation group for people in the prison. And it's just like they, I don't know. I feel like they don't deserve it. And I saw a video of Kitty's sister now.
Yeah.
It was a recent video of her speaking out. I don't know if she's spoken out before.
Yeah.
But she finally admitted, she said, like she was actually saying it on air for the first time. Like, the justice system failed Eric and Lyle. And this is Kitty's sister.
Yeah, he was killed.
Saying
by
those two boys were failed by the legal system or whatever. Yeah. Like, they shouldn't have gone to jail.
No.
Because the parents were abusive.
Yeah. And the one bone I have to pick with the show itself is that
Eric doesn't like it. The real Eric doesn't like it.
Yeah, is that there are circumstances where they almost, like the end scene, they almost try and paint the parents out as innocent. Like, it's this thing of like, because the dad was going to run for governor of Florida and, you know, then he's like to Kitty, like, oh, like, I love you and stuff. And maybe, you know, you can go back into working and be, go back into media, which is something she always wanted to do. Giving this like really like
as
wholesome
like good people,
thing of
yeah.
them being like good. And then it cuts to Eric and Lyle being like, let's do it. Like, we're going to kill him. Because it was on the boat that they decided they were going to kill him. And it's like, hang on a second. You'd want to be 1,000% sure. And this is what I come back to at the end of the day. And the same people that were on that jury that said they're fucking guilty, blah, 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 that woman that had a fucking heart attack and whatever. Yeah. You want to be 1,000% sure that they were never once, none of those things ever happened. Which, fuck me dead, it's a pretty good bullshit story out of what the things that came out about that. Like, people can't just make that sort of shit up. Like, be so for real. Like, it's too much. And yeah,
and
you just, the world's going to want to hope that they never ended up happening, or else you've sent two sexual abuse survivors to jail for 34 years for doing essentially the right thing.
Essentially doing the world a favor, yeah. Especially when you've got family members too coming out and confirming the tendencies of the parents.
Yeah, yeah.
And how, like, horrible they were.
Yeah, and that's the thing that they said at the end of the day. The lawyer could not find for the life of her anyone to come out and say anything nice about the dad. She could not find a witness to bring to the, like, to cross-examine in the court to sort of build up the dad's character as being, like, you know, a good person and not an abuser.
Yeah, this was the
what does it say?
That was the defendant too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was the, yeah, in the first
or
trial.
Prosecutor.
Remember the woman?
What are they called?
Yeah.
Like the opposite. The
one prosecutor. The defendant one, is the Lyle and Eric's
yeah,
lawyer.
Yeah, that was the prosecutor. She said
she could
she
not find anyone.
Yeah, she couldn't find anyone to put in a good word for the dad.
Yeah, and it's just like, well, probably says something because he knew plenty of people, so.
So I think free them.
Yeah, but they've served their time. They've served their time and, you know, obviously rehabilitate them back into society. They're, you couldn't just go, all right, see it. Like, you give them probation and things like that. Obviously, you'd still give them the normal treatment. But, yeah, I think free them up. Not guilty and free them up now.
That was just like, it was a good series.
It was a good series. Go watch it if you haven't.
The soundtrack is so cool, too.
Yeah, it's very good. Grace frothed both Eric and Lyle, the actors.
No,
the whole time. There was a scene where Eric's wheelie was out and I was asleep, mind you, in bed.
That's crazy.
Grace stayed up and watched it. And Grace is trying to be like there the next morning. Oh, there's this scene that was just like, oh, it was very nice to watch last night. And it's just him there with his cock out.
Lewis.
Grace would have been there like, jaw to the floor.
Oh, piss off. That's bullshit. That's such bullshit.
She watched it when I was asleep.
I was watching.
How could you?
Well, I didn't know
how
that was
could
coming.
You? I'm kidding.
Yeah, that's, and I'll say this again, that's payback for all of the boobs you've seen flying around the TV for the past 20 years of your life.
Yeah, that's
Thank
fair.
Thank you very much.
That's fair. Anyway, yeah, free them up. Free them up.
Free them up.
Free up the Menendez.
Hashtag free the Menendez
free up.
Brothers.
What else happened this week? Oh, a certain C-bum is coming out of retirement. Grace, again, it's
for
funny. Every
sake.
Time I talk about something bodybuilding related or anything like that, it's like, no. She's passionate then
what?
About the Menendez brothers.
I didn't do anything then.
She had a smirk. Yeah, to the people that are listening, she had a like one of these smirks, like, for fuck's sake, smirk. That's what it was. We got to just touch on it anyway. He retired, for fuck's sake,
and
then now
he's
not.
He's not.
He's completing side quests.
That's crazy.
Look, we all I have to say is he's going to come out and compete in open this time at a show in Prague It's apparently a big European show from what I've
been told. Sorry, but if he wins it, that's rigged.
No. Because apparently, from what I've been told, I've been asking people around and stuff, do you think he has a good chance of winning? And everyone goes, yeah, he should. Because he is, at the end of the day, yes.
But what, is this European It'll show be a up case, to the same standard as like open the only bodybuilding? Thing,
oh, not to the Olympia, but it's still right, like, it's okay. still a big show. It's to the same level nearly as the Arnold in the UK, which is a big show. Like, and that is very close to the Olympia. So it's not far off it. The only thing I think that's going to happen is he might get outsized is the only thing. But proportion-wise, vascularity-wise, proportion-wise and conditioning and everything, he should be cleaning up on because he is, at the end of the day, one of the most aesthetic bodybuilders of all size. Time. It is, but you still need to be aesthetic at the end of the day.
If you're not big enough, well then...
If he's not big enough. But he's also, he is fucking big. People get this so
he's massive.
Wrong. He is big. He's a big guy. But we'll see. And I wanted to ask, do you think the outcome, whether he wins the show or if he, say, bombs out, doesn't even place top three... Do you think either has an impact on his legacy?
No.
You don't reckon either changes anything about where he stands in the grand scheme of things when it comes to bodybuilding?
If this is a big show and he wins opens, that's pretty good.
Do you reckon that knocks him up an extra peg or two if you're talking like greatest bodybuilders ever? Because let's say, like, because look at it from this. He's retired 6 Olympias in a row, right? And that puts him, whether you like to say it or not, up there easily in the top 5 bodybuilders of all time, probably top 3 because of that run. What knocks him down is the fact that, yes, it was classic, so maybe not opens, but, you know, if you're going to be someone and throw up people like Arnold and all that stuff and whatever, you know, you've got to put him into it as well because Arnold wouldn't be able to compete with today's bodybuilders. Like, it's just simple. But that was just the timing of it, and that's all the classic division does is reinvent that time, essentially. Arnold wouldn't beat Sebum today. So, and that's just a simple fact. And I don't know. I don't think either does anything as well. I don't think so. But if he wins, this is my thing, if he wins it as an open body and beats open bodybuilders that are literally at the door of an Olympia stage or maybe are already Olympians, I don't know enough, I wonder if it's going to tickle his fancy to come back. Maybe not next year or even the year after, but in a few years, because you got to remember this guy's turning 30 next year.
He's
29. Do you think, but Arnold did it? Remember Arnold did it?
Retirement and
people do it all the time.
And then be like, psych, I meant retirement from classic. No, I'm doing opens. Like, that's shit if he does that.
But, like, it's like everyone's going to acknowledge his greatness, and that's why I think he shouldn't do it. But you don't know in the mindset of someone that's a competitive person like that and has been at the top of their field for so long, watching other people win and stuff whilst they're retired. And he's doing the right thing. You know, he's got a family, he's got a child now and everything. Yeah, it's just interesting to me. I feel like it might reignite something in him if he wins it. Or could it be the other way around? If he loses, it might reignite and go, nah, I can't finish my career like that.
Well, then don't do interesting. It.
It'll be interesting to see. That's all I'm going to say.
Is finishing your career with like 6 Olympia wins not enough?
Well, Ronnie got 8.
No, but like,
and at the end of the day,
if he loses this show, he can't care about
how it. How many more in a row do you reckon he would have won if he stayed on? Say he didn't retire like until he 6. Lost. 6 more. So I'm you reckon he would
kidding.
Have gone?
No, I'm kidding. Oh, I don't know. Like,
I reckon he would have easily surpassed 8.
Yeah.
But come about 9, 10, I reckon come about 10, they would have been like, all right, a decade of this man winning, we got to finish. We got to. Even if someone's not quite there, but close enough, we can be like, yeah. Because at the end of the day, it's subjective. So, but yeah, interesting stuff. Mr. Side Quest Completer himself, Sebum. Yeah, the ultimate side quest.
Sebum.
What else?
See, my mic just cut out then.
Yeah, it's a bit funky.
What were we going to talk about?
What are we going to talk about?
It's nearly time to go.
Oh, it's like that's like the Big Les show that reminds me of. I hated that show.
No, What?
Hate it's cringe. It develops some of the most cringe human beings in the world.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, because if you still reference the Big Lave show today, you're a weird person. You would that person in primary school who probably like if you're a guy, probably weed at the urinal with your pants around your ankles, like this weird person, like ankles and undies. Pants and undies at the ankles.
That's crazy.
That's just because it's just like it never was funny to me. I don't know. All right, Grace and I, it's something we've seen on other podcasts.
That's really annoying. Riddles piss me the fuck off.
They do.
They're just stupid.
Yeah, this is why I think it'll just be funny for us to do one. We're going to end this ep. We're each going to tell each other a riddle, and you guys can play along as well. We want to see if you guys can get the riddle. So, yeah, we're going to do this because I think it might be fun and interesting, and it'll be something for you guys to play with, bit of fun. We didn't come very prepared this week, but we failed not, and we got you guys an episode with some content, some valuable listening time for you guys to make your car trip a bit better, you know. Fuck your music. Listen to us for a bit. Listen to us.
All right, let's go. Okay. Mum wants us to come home.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah.
I hate riddles too. Me like, too, we were just saying this. I hate
They're stupid as
riddles.
Fuck.
Whenever they're I don't know so why annoying. We're doing them. Because right. I hate them. So I'm going to sit here and be like, I don't fucking know. Right, what
ready?
Is it?
Ready? Okay, ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Sorry.
The more there is, the less you see. What am I?
Wow, that's a short one. Shit. The more there is, the less you see.
Yes.
The more there is.
Oh,
darkness.
Oh, you cheated.
Is it actually?
You cheated.
Oh, I'm so good.
Guys,
no
cheated.
Way.
No
You're way. I'm not.
Side.
I swear I'm not. I'm still on 27 of the hardest riddles ever.
Probably
Can you
on
solve
there.
Them? No, it's not. I've only looked at the top one. That's easy. Give me another one. Give me another
one. This one's really stupid.
Give me another.
Do
that
you
was
want
easy.
This one's stupid. Yeah. I have many faces, expressions, and emotions. And I'm usually right at your fingertips. What am I?
Expressions, faces, and emotions. My phone?
No.
Is that even remotely on the right track or no? Is this like
yeah,
a...
Yeah,
no? Okay. Laptop?
Nope.
The internet?
No.
A phone call? No.
No.
Wait, say it one more time.
I have many faces, expressions, and emotions, and I'm usually
an emoji.
Yeah, piss off!
Oh,
piss off!
So good.
Full of shit.
Give me one more.
I'm gonna be checking this fucking
you can.
27 riddle site that
you
he's
can.
On because there's
I've
no way.
I've only looked at the top one as well. You're not even gonna get this first one.
You have to.
These are easy. You went on the easiest riddles.
Can I just tell you this one and I'll tell you the answer because there's no way, no one would ever, ready?
What
walks on 4 feet in the morning, 2 in the afternoon and 3 at night?
Oh, it's a person, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard, how did
a
you?
A man, the times of day represent a lifetime.
Yes. So a child, a man a and then an elderly person with a walking stick. Yeah.
Shit.
Easy. 3 for 3. How did you not know that one? That's like one of the most, I've heard that 100 times, that riddle probably. God, I'm cooking. Maybe I am good at riddles. Shit.
All right. Do you want one that's really,
give me one
really
that is challenging.
Hard?
Yeah. I'm going to hate it, but give it anyway.
All right.
Not hard to the point I'm never going to get it, but
no,
like.
No. What is it that given one, you'll either have 2 or none?
One more time. Say that. I didn't get that. Anyway.
What is it that given one, you'll either have 2 or none.
What is it that given one, you'll either have 2 or none?
Yeah.
Oh.
If you get this, I know you're cheating.
No.
Yeah, fuck. You will not get this.
Say it one more time. If you get me.
What is it that given one.
Given one.
You'll either have
two or none.
None.
Given one, 2 or none. So I'm either getting a pair or nothing.
Yeah.
When you get this. Balls. Well, I've got to think
Did
of things
you just
that
say
are paired.
Balls?
Yeah, balls. balls. No, that was me saying balls as in not the answer, like as in like my balls.
Oh.
That would be a good answer, but balls. And animals' balls, because you either have they're either got their balls or not got them. So two or none. A pet. Yeah.
Nope.
A pet, because they either have two, a male dog, because they either have balls or they don't. So you either get two or none.
No.
Well, that's a right answer. That's
That's not bad.
That's
actually a good answer. But
when
that's
given
not
one, it. Two or none. Might need like a, might need a hint, because I genuinely am not too sure. Is there any hints you can give? Maybe, because I... Is this like a, is it an item?
No. It's.
Shit. Okay, well, I need to change.
I don't know if this will give it away. It's an action.
A handshake?
No.
An action. An action. When given one, two or none. This is why I fucking hate riddles.
When you're given one.
When you're given one.
When you're given one, you'll either.
A kiss.
You'll either have two or none. No.
When you're given one.
Yes.
So I've got to be given this action. Two or none.
This one's rich.
A hug?
I reckon this one's hard. No.
Sex. Because it's either going to happen or it's not.
No. Fuck.
Well, I guess if you got sex, it's, yeah, okay. shit. Given one, two or none. Fuck. Right,
the audience is bored.
Okay,
fuck.
Okay, just tell me.
A choice.
Oh, wow, that's hard. That is so hard. That, wow.
That's why I
when
knew.
When given a choice, you either have
two choices or no choice.
Or no choice. Wow, a choice. That's a good one. I'm gonna remember that one.
All right, your turn.
All right.
To riddle me.
I wonder if you'll even get this very first one.
Don't make it. Do it.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
All right.
I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. What am I?
What? I speak without a mouth. I hear without ears. I come alive with wind.
I have no body, but I come alive with wind.
The weather?
No.
The seasons?
No.
Wait.
I speak without a mouth and hear without ears.
A tree.
I have no body, but I come alive with wind.
A tree.
No.
A flower.
No.
Am I close?
No, it's not. It's not. It is to do with like something natural, I suppose.
Water.
No.
A
it's
mountain.
Not. It's not. It's not a literal object.
Huh? Autumn.
It's a thing that happens, I suppose.
A drought.
It requires a person to happen.
Oh.
I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. What am I?
A whistle.
No. I actually don't know if you're going to get this.
Wait. I'm just throwing words out there. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I can read
a
you.
Microphone.
Can
a
I give
megaphone.
You the blurb? I'll give you the blurb and see if it helps you. This hard riddle relies on tricking you into thinking about ears and a mouth. You get a tiny hint about wind to encourage you to think broadly and avoid the literal. So don't think about it too literally.
A breath.
No, but it's semi on the right track.
Oh, no, wait. A sneeze.
No,
a
but
cough.
You're getting closer. You're getting closer.
A cough, a sneeze. I speak without a mouth. Oh, a phone.
Wind. No.
Oh.
That's back off track now.
All right. And a cough, a sneeze. You blowing a kiss?
No.
What the fuck? What? I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. What hears with no ears? A phone?
No.
Oh, wait.
Do you want me to just tell you?
No, just give me another hint. Give me another hint. This is so hard.
You'd have this, so the answer, you'd discover this, you'd have to be in like a cave.
Oh, what the fuck? Drawings.
Think now, a cave. I speak without a mouth and hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind.
Dust.
In a cave.
Fire.
Cave.
Fire?
Or like a mine.
Fire.
No, I guess like just a cave, yeah. No.
Echo.
Yes! An echo. You got it. Good work.
It actually
shit, the camera. Fuck.
No.
Sorry. sorry, that
camera
was
turned off as you've gotten it right. So go again. Yeah, go again.
Ready? An echo.
Yes.
Oh my god.
An echo. Good work.
Wow, that's crazy.
My gosh.
I speak without.
That's hard.
How does it
hear
with no ears? That doesn't. That threw me off.
Because.
Come alive with wind. Fucking hell.
Yeah, true. It is a bit hard.
That was bullshit. Give me something else. And then we'll wrap it up.
Ooh, this one's a good one. Ready? You measure. It's a little bit longer. You measure my life in hours, and I serve you by expiring. I'm quick when I'm thin and slow when I'm fat. The wind is my enemy. Wind again.
Fucking wind.
What am I?
Wait, can you read that again?
You measure my life in hours, and I serve you by expiring. I'm quick when I'm thin and slow when I'm fat.
A bee.
I'm the wind is my enemy.
A bee.
No.
A butterfly.
No.
A caterpillar.
No.
Is it an animal?
It's not an animal.
A bee.
It is a thing, though.
A
like, it's an
a good
actual
answer.
Item.
Bread.
No.
Fruit.
No. I'm quick when I'm thin and slow when I'm fat.
But it's not alive.
No. It's an inanimate object. You measure my life in hours, and I serve you by expiring. I'm quick when I'm thin and slow when I'm fat. The wind is my enemy.
Is the wind, like, really relevant in this?
Yes. Yeah.
Like paper?
No.
Toilet paper?
No.
Shit. Is it food?
No.
Not a food object?
No.
It's not a food item?
Nope.
Quick when I'm thin and I'm slow when I'm fat.
The wind is my enemy. And you measure my life in hours and I serve you by expiring. So when it expires, it's done. Like,
oh, that was a stupid answer.
It's got no use when it expires.
And it only takes a couple hours to expire.
Oh, no, my life, you measure my life in hours. Not a couple, it can take a fair few hours.
Like a fair few hours.
Mm.
Like
to expire, and the wind is its enemy. So if wind hits it, it doesn't work anymore.
Rain?
No. It's something you'd have in your house.
If wind hits, oh, a flame, a candle.
Yes, there you go.
A candle.
Yeah, a candle. Candle. Did you like that one or no?
I fucking hate these. They're stupid.
Maybe, would you get this one? Ready? Last one. We'll do one more and then that's it.
All right.
I have cities but no houses. I have mountains but no trees. I have water but no fish. What am I?
The Amazon?
No. I have cities, but no houses. I have mountains, but no trees. I
Antarctica.
Have water, but no fish. What am I? It's an object again.
Oh. What? Wait, is it in your house type object? The planet, Mars.
Nope.
Another planet?
No.
The universe?
No, it's not literal.
Okay. I have cities with no houses, water with no fish, and mountains with no trees. What the fuck? That's what? What do you mean it's not literal?
Like it's not as literal as a planet. No, because no houses.
A block of land with a dam that's just been built.
On a mountain.
On a mountain.
And no trees.
Yeah.
No.
Do
you want me to just tell you?
A video game.
No.
Give me a hint.
It's something you use.
A phone.
That's an object.
A phone.
No.
Facebook.
It could be found on a phone as an app.
Ooh, a camera.
You traditionally would use it as an app instead of the literal object.
A calculator.
No.
A camera. A newspaper.
No.
Like a shop or something.
No.
What? Give me another hint.
That's a massive hint. Like, you've got to be getting this, right?
Yeah,
like, surely.
That's a really big hint. But, like, what?
Like,
what
you'd use the app form now or online version instead of the actual thing now. I have cities but no houses. I have mountains but no trees. I have water but no fish. What am I?
Camera roll.
Get off camera.
Can I get on my phone? Would it be on my phone?
Yes, everyone has it as an app.
Compass. Is it compass?
No, but you're very close.
Is it compass?
What do you find?
A map.
Yes. A map. Fuck.
That's so silly.
A map.
Cool.
This one is literal. Let me just, keep reading the next one. I go, that's a good one.
What
is seen in the middle of March and April that can't be seen at the beginning or end of either month? It's like literal.
Easter.
No, like literal with the words. That's like just a massive hint off rip. What can be seen in the middle of March and April that can't be seen at the beginning or end of either month?
March or April are.
Yes. There you go. Boom. Easy. That was easy with the hint. Sorry if you were trying to figure that out. All right. Well, that's it.
Wait.
We'll leave you with a riddle.
I just have to cross-check.
Wait, we'll leave everyone else with a riddle. How about this?
Why the fuck is this verifying that I'm human? Obviously I am. That annoys me. Hurry up. Oh.
Can I? I'll leave them with this riddle.
Yeah, leave them with a riddle.
All righty, guys. Am I homosexual? No, I'm kidding. Riddle me this. Sorry. That's a shit riddle.
Is that offensive?
No. Because I'm just joking. You see, ready, guys? Ready? Listening ears on.
You know who is baby girl?
Who? What's this got to
do? Cooper Koch.
Okay.
That's right. Eric, the actor.
Yeah. Baby girl. All right. Ready, guys? We'll leave you with a riddle. And you guys hit us up with the answer. No cheating, though. If you cheated, I'll be pissed. All right? So, you see a boat filled with people. It has not sunk, but when you look again, you don't see a single person on the boat. Why?
I just didn't hear that.
I'll say it one more time.
Ew.
You see a boat filled with people. It has not sunk, but when you look again, you don't see a single person on the boat. Why?
Because it's sat in the dock.
No. We're not going to sit here and wait for Grace to get this either.
We're going to go play table tennis.
Alrighty. We love you all.
Love you guys.
And we'll catch you guys next week.
Bye.
Ciao.